Welcome back to Sports Day for Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy, and Kia, the all-new Kia Sorento, has landed. Well, another year and another top four finish for the Richmond Football Club. They just keep on keeping on when it matters, Jared. It doesn't matter how many injuries they have. It doesn't seem to matter any off-field issues that they go through. This club in the last 5 years has been galvanised and look like being another real premiership threat. One man that has established himself as one of the absolute guns of that brigade is Kane Lambert, and he joins us on the line. Kane, welcome. Congratulations on the eve of another finals campaign. You must be excited.
Thanks very much. Yeah, very excited. It's we're in a real fortunate position to be able to compete in finals footy, particularly in a year like the one we've had so far. So really excited to what's to come.
How's it compared to the last few campaigns when you're based, obviously, in Melbourne?
Yeah, well, it's different. It's obviously stating the obvious that it's been a challenging year for a number of reasons. But, it's really exciting times to be able to spend basically 24/7 with your teammates and the club as a collective. So, it's been a tough year, but a really, really exciting one as well.
Do you find that, Kane, that when the pressure's on, as the finals are going to be, being like stuck together virtually 24/7 is going to be helpful or a little bit of a hindrance when footy's really, the pressure of the game's at its greatest?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting one. Probably one of the biggest challenges about being in the hub is the mental break and being able to get away from footy and get away from your teammates at times with some of the protocols. Probably doesn't allow for that. So it's important that the boys actually do give each other some time and space in between training and games. So, time will tell with that and as the pressure continues to build with finals footy.
Just a couple more for me. Dion Prestia, he's had a long absence. I mean, they haven't selected the side yet. Looks like he might play. When did you think that it was, he might be getting close enough, joining in full training to be a chance to play shortly?
Probably over the past fortnight. I think he was, he was pretty close to playing in a scrimmage match if it had went ahead last week, which he ended up playing. We had a fairly solid hit out at training last week, which he performed really well and moved really well. So he's been building for quite a while. It's probably went for a little bit longer than we expected, a couple hiccups with his recovery. But, he's come right now and, I expect him to slot in and play really well.
Now, I think you're going to start favourite in or any game you're playing against anybody this weekend, right? Because against the Lions, as painful as it was at the time, is the lesson of that 2018 preliminary final loss now almost a good one when you go into games where you're heavily favoured?
Oh, I think so. I think we last year we obviously matured a lot. We're facing a similar situation in the prelim against Geelong last year, but what we've done in the past doesn't entitle us and guarantee us anything now in the present. So, we learned a lot of lessons from that, but 2020 presents a different challenge. And, we're excited by that, but obviously, we have to play our best footy to be able to compete against sides like Brisbane.
Kane, the media spends an inordinate amount of time analysing game plans. And probably of that time, about 80% of it appears to be focusing on Richmond, and the system of Richmond gets a hell of a lot of focus. I saw Nick Riewoldt gave it a fair run this morning in the morning's press. How much, in general terms, do you spend on a weekly basis, and this week in particular, on your game plan? And given that you played it all the time, I can imagine it's just tinkering, but analysing what Brisbane are going to do differently to what they have done, or just assessing what they're doing, reinforcing the way you want to play each and every time you come up against the Lions?
Yeah, so we do our opposition analysis pre our training today.
Yep.
It's not a huge amount of time. The number one thing is we want to play a Richmond brand of footy, so it's important to be aware of what Lions want to bring, and they're going to bring great strengths, but it's also important for us to bring our strengths. So, each player is a little bit different in regards to what they do for their individual prep. But holistically, as a team, we spend half hour or so on this morning, and we'll rehash again tomorrow. But it's important to respect what they're really good at, but also bring what we're really good at as well.
So Tom Lynch is not there, according to those who talk about game plans, etc. the personnel change, but the system doesn't. Is that how you address this absence of Tom Lynch?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dimmer used the term of plug and play, so a player will come in and play a role. You know, I think with the absence of Tom, it potentially might make us a little bit more difficult going forward. So he's been a huge focal point for us. Jack's obviously playing some great footy, so I'm not sure what the makeup will be for the footy, what the selectors decide to go with, but whoever it is, we're going to have great trust that they can execute what's required.
And Kane, we know what the Richmond faithful have been through prior to all this success and not making finals and then getting there and losing.
Finishing ninth.
That's right. But Kane, I mean, you've arrived at a club at a time where they are playing in and winning big finals. You've won 7 of 9. You're coming up against a team that went out in straight sets last year. Is finals confidence a real thing, Kane?
Yeah, I think just being in the present moment's the real thing. As I touched on before, what we've done in the past doesn't guarantee us or entitle us to anything this year.
Yep.
You know, I think if you look at a side like Brisbane, our past three encounters, they've actually scored. If they had scored a little bit more accurate, the results are probably looking different. So, you know, we're under no illusion. This is a really, really good footy side we're playing against, particularly at the Gabba as well. So, what's happened in the past, it stays in the past. It's important that, we show up and play the game on a Richmond-style basis.
And just talking about playing in big finals, Dustin Martin, you get a front row seat not only every game, but in those big finals as well. Have you ever seen someone that lifts more on the biggest stage?
No, it's a great question. I'm fortunate enough to see him at training and play alongside him. I think there's sometimes during games where I just think, well, how'd he do that? But, Dustin, to his own admission, he's only as good as his teammates around him. So, we set the ground up for him to be able to do what he does. But, the great thing about Dustin is obviously he's a superstar, but his ability to make players around him better is what makes him the player he is. So I'm really excited to see what he can do in this September, because I know October it is, but I know he loves this time of year.
So, Kane, I know you just mentioned, you touched on that, he relies on the teammates doing some things around him. Any suggestion there that you might do a bit of extra defensive running so that Dustin can stay forward of the footy?
I'm not going to throw him under the bus there, but we all do things for each other. So that's the essence of team sport.
Yep. Well answered.
And the hub life itself, you're happy enough with accommodation, the food okay, any complaints?
No complaints from me, mate. I'm totally grateful and fortunate to be in the position we are. So the staff at the accommodation have been fantastic, and the rooms are nice and the weather's great. So really, really grateful for the opportunity.
All happy, Jared. See? All happy there at Tiger
Happy
Land.
Team's a winning team. Are you able to get outside and go down to the beach? And what do you do just to get a bit of time off the footy?
Yeah, so I've spent a fair bit of time down the beach in the mornings. Obviously, we're just in and out at the beach, or we can go for a walk. So early mornings at the beach have been great. And try to get out and do a little bit of fishing as well, just in the canals with a couple of boys, which is good. But I seem to be getting bitten by sand flies more than the fish biting my bait. So I've got quite a few itchy welches on my legs from lack of catching fish, but the sand flies are getting me, so it's all good fun.
At least he's getting out far enough, Jared, from his home that he actually can get bitten by something.
Lee, this could be a huge story. Lambert out, sand fly.
I hope you don't get too close to the edge, because there's those bull sharks actually frequent the canals below the Gold Coast.
Kane, great to have you on. So many Tigers fans are excited for another premiership tilt. Let's hope we chat again ahead of a potential another grand final. Good luck against the Lions.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Kane Lambert there for Aussie Made. Shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian Made. The strong mail that I get from inside Richmond is that Lambert is the one that...
The caretaker.
Dusty stays forward, which is fine because he's the most damaging player in the comp.
Yep.
And Kane does a little bit of extra running just to make sure that if there's any defensive gaps, Lee, that he makes up for them. That's okay though, Lee, isn't it? You can't, no one, they're not all treated equally.
Absolutely. I think Kane should get half his Norm Smith medal at times and the Brownlow. But no, that's, and everyone pretty much knows that. Plays half forward flank Kane Lambert. And if you've got a Dustin Martin who's such a good goal-kicking midfielder, don't waste him in the back 50. That's really the lesson. And I think a lot of other clubs are trying to do that with your sort of bottom penalties, Dangerfield, those kind of... players who can kick goals, but you need someone to push back and do your defensive running, and Kane Lambert does a lot of that for the Tigers.
More Sports Day powered by Ren Energy. That's real Aussie energy after this.